shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over radio stations WWCR 4.840 megahertz and 3.215 megahertz as transmitters 3 and 1, and also shortwave radio station WBCQ at 7.490 megahertz. You can also go on the internet and listen to a link from either of those stations, and you can go to our website, kingidentity.com, kingidentity.com. Go to the radio page and you'll see some links there for the Kingdom's Concepts program and some others. King Solomon asked Yahweh, our God, to give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. This is what all of his servants desire, but in order to do so, we must have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That includes rightly discerning the times in which we live. To help bring knowledge and understanding to this topic, my guest tonight is a man who is a dedicated Christian identity minister, a Bible-believing follower of current events, and a trustee of this ministry. I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Pastor Bob Jones.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to do the show with you.
Well, thank you for being here. It's a big subject that we need to cover tonight. Where would you like to start?
Well, we can start, I'll read this article on judging, it says, you know, people who don't read their Bible are like, don't judge, but people who do read their Bible are, open your mouth, judge righteously. That's in Proverbs 31:9. In righteousness shall you judge your neighbor, Leviticus 19:15. And you, son of man, will you judge? Will you judge the bloody city? Then declare to her all her abominations. That's in Ezekiel 22:2. Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. That's in John 7:24. And judge without hypocrisy. That's in Matthew 7:1-5. So scriptures show clearly that Yahweh expects his people to make judgments. Those who would teach the heresy that Yahweh does not want us to judge need only read their scriptures. Those who say we should be more like Yahshua and not judge at all have overlooked some important passages of scripture. If we meditate on these verses, we will discard the notion that we should not judge. And some of those are 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16, 1 John 4, 1, 1 John 4, 5 and 6, 1 Thessalonians 5, 21, Philippians 1, 9 and 10, Matthew 23, 23, 1 Corinthians 6, 2, 1 Corinthians 6, 4, Matthew 19, 28, Luke 7, 43, Luke 12, 57, 1 Corinthians 10, 15, Acts 17, 11, 1 Corinthians 11, 13, James 2, 1 through 5, James 2, 12 and 13, Philippians 4, 8 and 9, Ephesians 4, 13, Philippians 1, 9 and 10, John 7, 24, Hebrews 4, 12, 1 Corinthians 14:24 and 25, Proverbs 12:23, Proverbs 6:14, Mark 7:21 through 23, 1 Corinthians 2:14 and 15, Psalm 119, 69 and 70, Matthew 15:18, Acts 8:20 through 23, Acts 5:4, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10, 1 Corinthians 6:1 through 5, Romans 16:17 and 18, 2 Corinthians 6:17, 2 Timothy 3:5 and 6, 1 John 4:1, Hebrews 5:12 through 14, Psalm 37:30, Amos 5:14 and 15, and last, Isaiah 8:20. So the sobering fact is Yahweh expects his people to judge. In fact, you are sinning against Yahweh if you refuse to judge. I want to read that again. The sobering fact is Yahweh expects his people to judge. In fact, you are sinning against Yahweh if you refuse to judge. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. That's Psalm 37:30. A righteous person will talk of judgment. He will not refuse to judge. He will talk judgment. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live, and so Yahweh, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that Yahweh, God of hosts, will be gracious upon the remnant of Joseph. Amos 5:14 and 15. How can you hate the evil and love the good if you refuse to judge? You can't. You are sinning when you refuse to judge. So that's just a little statement there on judging, and there's no question that our people should judge. And what's going on right now, there's plenty to judge. You have all these communist politicians and the demon crap states. And I want to give you folks a quote. Saul Alinsky, who was head of the Communist Party in the 50s and 60s, he said, and I quote, and I'll never forget it, he said, "The Democratic Party has adopted every single platform of the Communist Party." That's the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. "Therefore, there is no need for the Communist Party in America anymore." And what that means is 100% the Democrat, or as I like to call them, demon crap party, are communists. Chuckie Schumer is a communist. Nancy Pelosi is a communist. Now, Saul Alinsky's two most famous students that he personally taught was Hillary and Obama. Can't get any more communist than them two. Well, communism is all against America, and it's all against private ownership of guns. It's all against private ownership of property. It's for putting your kids in the brainwashing 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. They call it the public school system. I call it the public fool system. And they say it starts off, the first word is free public. Now, that first word right there is a lie, because 85% of all property tax collected in every county in America goes to pay the school system, the Jew fool public school system, as I call it. So if I was to eliminate any one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, it would be that one. Get your beautiful children, your beautiful sons and daughters of the pure white race that Yahweh gave you as a gift to watch over and to teach and to train, get them out of that Jew fool public school system, which is nothing but brainwashing and making them brain dead, so that they grow up to be slaves. They become a tax slave when they work. They become a wage slave because they go get a job and work for wages, exchange their time for dollars per hour. And then if they want anything, like a car or a house, they go into debt, so they become a debt slave. So they're at least three slaves in one. Now, Is that what you want for your children to be slaves? I assure you, Yahweh never wanted his children to be slaves, ever. So I would get your children out of that Jewful public school system. And what they have now is they tell you, oh, you got to go to college. Well, first off, half the kids that graduate high school, which means the Jewful public school system has had them for 12 years, half of those kids can't read or write the English language or do basic math, to say nothing of the smarter ones that drop out. But then the ones that go on to college, what do? They go heavily into debt, and that debt can never, ever, ever be discharged.
They're getting more brainwashed in college, and there are a lot of the Black Lives Matter types are white people who have been brainwashed in college.
Absolutely. And that slogan, Black Lives Matter, you wouldn't hear a more racist statement ever. What if I was to say White Lives Matter? Well, first off, we're Yahweh's children, so if any lives matter on planet Earth, it's the pure white race. Because Yahweh said in Matthew 10 and Matthew 15, he said, I come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, which is the pure white race. And he told his disciples, you go only and preach only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Don't go into the land of the Samaritans. Only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So in truth, if anything, white lives do matter, because Yahweh says so, as Yahshua. But as far as Black Lives Matter, and as I've said on my show, and Wesley Swift used to say in his tapes, and William Gale in his tapes, the blacks, they came here in the fall with Satan, the war in the heavens, 75,000 years ago, and they came from the Dog Star planet in the Sirius constellation. That's a matter of fact, and you can get Wesley Swift's tapes from Mike Halamore at Kingdom Identity Ministries and listen to him. And he gets into depth as to that's where they are and the voodoo religion that they have from their god Buddha, which is another name for Satan. See, folks, there's only two systems on planet Earth here, Yahweh's and Satan's way. Now, there might be 1,000 systems, but they're all Satan's way except Yahweh's way. Yahweh has the straight and narrow. He has 759 laws divided into commandments, statutes, the ordinances, and the judgments for breaking those. Satan has a 50 or 100 lane highway with all the bells and whistles, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Anything goes when the whistle blows, that's Satan's way. The more you lie, cheat, and steal, the better Satan likes it.
You mentioned that we were to judge. But we don't judge of our own mind. We judge from Yahweh's word. We're told that the word of God is quicker and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword over in Hebrews 4:12. And we're also told that among some of the verses you mentioned that we're to rule the world and to even rule over angels. And then we're told that we'll be a kingdom of priests is one translation, or kings and priests. And over in Isaiah 1:24-28, it tells us, I, Yahweh, will restore thy judges as at the first, and Zion shall be redeemed with judgment. So definitely we're to be judges, but we judge according to his word, not according to our own minds. Hello, Bob? I guess he dropped off for a minute. He'll have to recall here. So let me take a question. I see that Greg is here from Nashville. Oh, I see you're back, Bob. I was going to take a question from Greg in Nashville.
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. You dropped off for a minute. Greg, did you have a question?
I was just
going to
make a comment.
I'm going to mute him there. While you dropped off, I was mentioning that we judge according to Yahweh's word, not of our own mind, and that we are judge the world, and that we're called to be a kingdom of priests, and that judges are going to be restored as at the first, is what we're told over in Isaiah. Anyway, I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, Yahweh says we're all priests and kings, and for his men over 30, you have to be over 30 to be a priest, but we're all priests and kings, and to be a king, you have to own some land. you may or may not have subjects under you that could be family members or employees. They used to call them bond servants way back when. But anyway, we are to judge. And, you know, right now, as you look out here, you see the demon craps. They tried, not that I'm a fan of Trump because he's Jewish, but the bottom line is that they know he's put in place there to put them back in line, the communists, as it were, the Democrat Party or Democrat Party. And they've tried everything. They tried impeachment. They tried the Russian hoax, and none of that worked. And now they're destroying the country with this phony Cerveza virus, as I call it, because you had 640 doctors in Europe the other day say that it was all a hoax. And Dr. Lorraine Day, who's a world-renowned doctor, wrote a couple of dozen books, cured herself of cancer. She's in her 80s. She's clearly said that there hasn't been one person that has died of coronavirus that didn't have a pre-existing condition. So in other words, those people would have died shortly anyway. The coronavirus, which is a mild form of the flu, not even a strong version of the flu, the people got it and they died. The same thing, like if they get pneumonia or a good cold or something, they die. And then because they get 39,000 plus for putting down the cause of death as coronavirus, which is a bribe to get them to put it down. I have a friend who sent me an email who he had a friend that was working on his car, and the car accidentally fell on him and killed him, and the coroner put the cause of death coronavirus. So all the numbers are skewered. There's no truth at all coming from this coronavirus. It can easily be cured anyway with that hydrochloroquine that Trump mentions quickly. There's no vaccine needed. Don't even take the test because the coronavirus and other things are in that test. And then even worse, in the vaccine, when they come with that, and Gates already has that ready, when you take that, you're going to die, folks, because their big thing is population reduction. And they want to reduce the planet for down to 500 million people from the 7.5 billion you have now. Well, that means 7 billion people going to die. Well, how do you kill 7 billion people without getting noticed yourself? Well, you get them to take the vaccine themselves. There were 50 million people that died in the Spanish flu 100 years ago in 1920. And guess what? They all died from that 50 million. They all died from taking a vaccine. It's a scam, folks. Do not take the test. Do not take the vaccine. And besides that, you have Italy and India and now Germany as a third country, all trying to extradite Bill Gates for the damage he's done with sterilization and murder, openly mass murder, in those three countries. Don't take my word for it. Check it out on the internet.
So our people are so brainwashed that they'll probably stand in line to get the vaccination. They're brainwashed in every field, history, the current events, the whole medical field, and certainly their Judeo-Christian religion and everything. And the one who's behind everything is the Jew. The word communism is just a Jewish front started by a Jew that's the son of rabbis from way back. We have a caller.
Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, both were Jews. They wrote the Communist Manifesto and Das Kapital. And Karl Marx was a cousin of the Rothschild family, which is where he got his money to write the book.
We have a caller from Michigan. I believe it's Michigan. You're on the air.
Yeah, good evening. Pleasure to be here. I just got on the call a couple minutes ago, and it's something I've been looking forward to for a while. I didn't know you did these calls until I got an email from Bob the other day.
Oh, well, I'm glad he got the word out. Do you have a question or comment?
No, just a comment. It's like this is something that's been going on for quite a while. And it's a shame that more people don't tune into this message. because I got into the Identity Israel message back in 1995. And believe me, once you are woken up and know what's going on, then there's no turning back. And there's too many people that have their eyes closed and their ears plugged, and it's just a shame. And I don't know what we're going to do to get more people tuned into this. I think they're just scared of it. They're scared of the truth, and they're scared that part of the message says that you're going to take responsibility for yourself. And a lot of people want to cede some responsibility to the government, and the government is only too ready, willing, and able to go ahead and take every type of freedom away from us. And now with this COVID-1984 nonsense, they want to go ahead and not only take away our freedom, but take away our life.
I couldn't agree more. And the biggest thing is that the people have been so brainwashed to believe the two biggest lies ever told, which Christ was a Jew and the Jews are God's chosen people, two biggest lies ever told, because Christ himself, Yahweh, as Yahshua in a flesh body, in John 8:44, he tells you that the Jews are the children of Satan, and in 8:47, they're not of God. So if they're not of God, Christ obviously couldn't be a Jew, because then he would be not of God. And he is Yahweh in a flesh body, not the Son of God, but that's who they thought he was back there. And of course, the Catholics have brainwashed everybody into thinking that there's God Senior, God Junior, and then God the Holy Ghost, Casper the Friendly Ghost, as I say. No, it's Yahweh is one God, and the first commandment says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." So there couldn't be a God Junior, because then you'd be worshiping two gods. So Yahweh incarnated in the flesh body to save his children, the pure white race, and he can pour out his spirit anywhere and everywhere that he wants to. And for those of his children that turn to him and want to follow his ways as best they can, he opens their eyes to the two seed line message. That's the biggest secret that's been in the scripture for 2,000 years, but it apparently is the biggest secret, that the Jews are the children of Satan and not of God. And Yahweh says so. Don't take my word for it, folks. Look it up yourself. I even had a guy one time, he was so crazy when he found this out that he accused me of breaking into his house and changing his Bible. Well, I said, what are you, nuts? I said, first off, I says, I don't know who you are, don't know where you live, don't care what you believe anyway. I don't know how to, I wouldn't break into your house and change your Bible. I wouldn't even know how to do that. So I said, you know, you're just, you got a screw loose or something. You're taking LSD. I don't know what's wrong with you. But anyway, people just, they have the will to disbelieve, the will to disbelieve. And they've believed so long that the Jews are God's chosen people, the second biggest lie ever told. They believe that, and they support Israel. They send their beautiful sons and daughters over to the Arab countries to defend them, when what we should be doing was siding with all the Arab and Muslim countries against the Jew, because they're all our common enemy. The bottom line is that the Persians and the Arabs, they never left the Middle East. They've been there, and they know exactly who the Jew is, the children of Satan. And if you ever talk to Persians or Arabs and you tell them, yeah, the Jews are the children of Satan, they're just absolutely amazed that the white race knows that. It's in the scripture, and they've known it for thousands of years because they're there. So,
well, as you just quoted John 8:44, Christ told them that ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. Well, what's amazing, if you go and look at the evil in the world, look who's doing it. It's these Jews, the people who call the Canaanite Jews, the people who call themselves Judah or Jews. And they actually follow their father, the devil, more closely than our people as a whole follow our father, Yahweh.
Yeah, Satan has some obedient kids for sure. And if you look at who's the head of the banking, it's the Jews. Who's the head of the legal profession and the medical profession? It's the Jews. Eustace Mullins, one of the greatest historians of the 20th century, he said out of 12,000 graduates from medical school every year, over 10,000 are Jews, And in the legal profession, it's even higher. And what do those lawyers do? They become the judges and they become the politicians, because most all your judges and politicians have a law degree, with the exception of Ron Paul, who was a medical doctor and a white guy. But the bottom line is that you look at who's the head of all these corporations. It's Jews behind it, every single one, whether it's Zuckerberg, whether it's Bill Gates. Yes, and Bill Gates is a Jew, folks. There's absolutely no question about it. Look up his genealogy. What's his name, who had Apple Computer, who died?
Steve Jobs.
He's a Jew. On and on and on. It's no question. Trump is a Jew. I know that because years ago, about 40 years ago, when I first started getting into commercial real estate and didn't know who the Jews were, an old Jew from New York took me under his wing, and we went, we did a deal in Atlantic City, and a big deal. And so we saw another deal that was ripe for picking, and we could have jumped in it. And he says, well, let's go talk to Donald Trump. And I says, you know him? He says, yeah, we went to the same synagogue together. Well, the synagogue ain't for Catholics or Baptists or Mormons. The synagogue is for Jews, folks. And so there's no question whatsoever. Trump is a Jew. His daughter married Kushner, who's a Jew. On and on and on. Kushner and George Soros are partners in real estate deals. They had that building 666 on, I think it's Broadway or Fifth Avenue or something, where it's the head of Lucent, which is short for Lucifer, that company there. Folks, you got to understand, it's Jews everywhere you look, up in the high rankings and all. And Jews, they loan money to each other, the bankers, and so the Jews can go out and do anything they want. They get favorable loans, and if they don't pay it back, the bank just writes it off. The top Jews, that's what they do. Trump, he used to laugh. He says, if you owe the bank, when he had real estate problems, when the market crashed, and he's filed bankruptcy four times, Chapter 11 reorganization, he made this statement. He said, if you owe the bank $1 million, you got a problem. But if you owe the bank $100 million, they got a problem. So they got to renegotiate with you. And he told them, you're either going to renegotiate and put this interest on the back and lower it anyway. Otherwise, you can add the buildings back, and I'll pull my name off of the buildings, and they'll be worth less automatically. They'll go down 50 or 70% with me pulling my name off. So Trump knows what he's doing. He's a smart Jew. Jews are criminal geniuses. There's no question about it. They understand everything you can possibly do criminal-wise. They're taught from day one in Hebrew Academy. They know more in Hebrew Academy, in kindergarten there, than the white race knows in 12 years of high school and four stupid years of college. All they want to do, put you in college, is just so they can get you on the hook so that you got to keep paying those payments with interest. Usury interest. And Yahweh says, oh, no man anything. It's all a big, giant Jew scam, folks. You got to wake up to that.
But where the Jewish media is opposing Trump, it's where he's hurting the Jews. But you never hear a peep out of things like pushing Israeli and other Mideastern wars. That's what they want to get us into.
That's right. As the Jews say, a war is a Jewish harvest. And the reason it's a Jewish harvest is because the old man Rothschild, Mayor Ramshel Bauer, who changed his name to Rothschild, he made the statement. He says, you can loan money to people and get interest and make a good living. But he says, if you want to get real rich and take over the world, you loan money to governments. And why do governments want to borrow money? So that they can go to war. So you have to create the wars between two or more nations all the times. So they'd run over to England and say, oh, did you hear what the Germans said about you? Blah, blah, blah. And then they'd run over to Germany and say, did you hear what the British said about you? Blah, blah, blah. And so they get the war going, and they'd loan money to both sides so that they can buy the war material, and then they would go to war, kill lots of people, blow up cities and so forth, bullets and bombs, which is all wars are about. And one of the other things that most people don't know about is that the Jews, with their insurance companies, they took insurance policies out on all the soldiers and sailors and airmen in all these wars. And so when one of them dies, guess who gets the beneficiary, the life policy paid off? The Rothschild family. You folks didn't know that, did you? Well, a lot of things you don't know. I've been in insurance for 40 years. I happen to know the history of what goes on there. So that's one of the things that happened. So now they loan the money out, and they blow up everything and at heavy usury interest, and now they end the war, and it's real simple to end the war. Stop loaning money to both sides. And so then they got to come to the table, and they say, okay, we're going to make peace. Now you guys need to borrow more money so that you can pay the interest on the debt you owe us, but also you can rebuild the countries, and we'll blow that up down the line again. And we're going to charge you more usury interest. And it's called war cycles, peace cycles. And the Jews, especially the Rothschilds, have been doing this for the last 200 years. And nobody ever wakes up to any of it. Richard Kelly Hoskins wrote a good book on it, War Cycles, Peace Cycles. Yep. You can probably get it on Amazon, but if you can contact Richard Kelly Hoskins, just buy it directly from him.
They also buy up property like they did in Germany after World War II, pennies on the dollar. So they have more power and more goods.
The Rothschild said the big money is made when blood is running in the streets. So they want to cause these booms and busts. And when it's booming, they're loaning you money to buy stuff. And when they pull the rug out, and they've said, the Jews have said many times, we cause all the booms and busts by loaning money out, a lot of money, and then we withdraw the money and we don't loan it out, and that causes a bust. It's real simple. They've been playing this game forever. And the white race never, ever, ever, ever wakes up to it because they're so stupid and pathetic, and they believe the Jews are the chosen people and Christ was a Jew. Two biggest lies ever told in the history of the world. History of the universe, probably. One of the things to judge is that I judge these days, and I'll just read a little thing that I sent out to my list. In my humble opinion, I will never watch, go to, or buy anything ever again from the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, or NASCAR. They're all satanic, DNA, seedline, Jew-owned, all those teams. The players are majority non-white, as the Jews owned by design. The NBA is 95% black. The NFL is 90% black, and baseball is 85% black. Well, we're supposed to have so many people white and so many people black. Where's that, it doesn't come into play, see, when it favors them. Also, they're all anti-American, all those sports teams, because they support Antifa and BLM, which is Black Lives Matter, both communist organizations, and they're both anti-American. They take a knee in 100 disrespect, pure disrespect of America. They take a knee in 100 pure disrespect of the U.S. military. They hate America in many ways and want to destroy it, especially anything that's Christian. What did they do with Tim Tebow? He used to, when he'd be in the end zone, he'd take a knee and make a sign of the cross. Well, that's Christian, and they got rid of him, even though he was a very talented guy. They are anti-white, and they anti-white race and everything. The mafia fixes all the games, by the way, in all sports where there is gambling. I know that from being out here in Vegas, and I know a lot of mob guys. And besides that, there's a guy, Michael Frances, who's a guy who used to be big in the mob. He was a capo in there. He has a YouTube thing you can go to there. In one of his videos, he talks about every game in baseball, football, basketball, boxing, horse racing, you name it, every sport you can think of, it's all fixed, folks. The mob, they make big money on it. Besides, they try to get it evenly distributed so they make the 10%, but they also know who's going to win, and their guys bet heavily on the side that's going to win so that they clean up. And they've been bleeding that just like a guy who mows your lawn every week. He comes back next week, mows the lawn. Grass grows, he comes back next week, mows the lawn. These gambling, these sports games are nothing but an income thing for the mob, a cash flow proposition. If you bet on those games, you're foolish because you're going to wind up losing in the long run. But they always win. Why? Because they fix the games. And they bribe all the players. And they bribe the referees and so forth. It's all satanic in every way. Yahweh says, come out from among them and be ye separate. It used to be, prior to the 50s, you had the Negro Leagues. And everybody who was in baseball or football or whatever was white. And you know why that was? Because Yahweh said so. He said, you're to come out from among them and be ye separate. That's why we had white leagues. And that's why there were Negro leagues. Not because all the white people in the world are racist at all. It's because Yahweh commanded it. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate. Now, me personally, I hope they all go out of business and all people stop any and all support of them in every way. The NASCAR, they wanted to remove the Southern flag, which is actually a Christian flag, and that was the last time America was a free country. The Betsy Ross flag was the first one, and the Southern Confederate flag was the last one. And they each had 13 stars on there. So America started in 1776 and ended in 1865. And they've kept lip service going on that, oh, America didn't end, but it stopped being a free country and became a corporate country, United States of America, all in capital letters. And ever since then, the 13th Amendment did not free the blacks. It enslaved the whites. That's what happened there. And I'm judging that because that's the historicity if you folks want to read it. So I hope everybody quits watching those sports, buying their shirts and their hats and all that stuff and going to the games. Let them all die on the vine. Why? Because they're anti-white race. They're anti-America. They're anti-military. They're anti-Christian anything. And they support the communist organizations of Antifa and BLM. I hope and I pray to Yahweh the imprecatory prayer. And if you look that up, that's in Psalms, the imprecatory prayer. You can pray against your enemy and ask Yahweh to destroy them. And I pray the imprecatory prayer for all the major sports in America and elsewhere that are these anti-American, anti-military, anti-Christian, communist organizations. They're mostly all black, and they hate the white race in every way you can think of.
And even if they weren't all black and the Jew behind them is just frivolous, and the verse you just quoted from 2 Corinthians, come out from among them and be ye separate, you can apply that to TV and the movies and every other frivolous entertainment. You're wasting your time, people, on these things, even if it weren't that corrupt. And everything the Jew touches is corrupt. And this is the problem, are people partaking of it. I remember a few years ago, I was in a barber shop, and a big fat guy came in, and he could quote every score of the different black players in the football and basketball and so on. And just before he left the barber shop, he invited the barber to come down to the hog fry at his church. Well, that was the root of the problem. He was brainwashed by his church.
Yeah, it's our people don't realize, you know, simple things, folks. You want to increase your health? Real simple. Eat the clean meats and don't eat the unclean meats. Quit eating that pussy pork, the ham, bacon, the sausage, the shellfish of lobster and crab and shrimp and oysters and clams and all that crap. Quit eating that. Yahweh says don't eat it. Why? Because your body is not set up to digest that kind of food. It's okay for a dog or a cat or insects because their bodies are set up for it. But it's not for the pure white race. Why do you think the Jews, and a lot of them eat ham and pork anyway, but they know not to eat it. The Arabs, they strictly do not eat it. Or the Persians, they don't eat it at all. The Chinese do, but they're just communists, and they're, you know, the part of the six-day creation. You know, they have a different system. Our bodies are all different. We've been here 7,500 years since Adam, but there was a lot of people here on this planet way before that. And certainly, you know, the blacks have been here 75,000 years. The Oriental, who knows how long he's been here. And there were many other races that were here. But the pure white race from Adam, it wasn't 6,000 years ago. It was 7,500 years ago. The Catholics throw that 6,000 years out because they want to erase 1,500 years in there. Clifton Emmaheiser, he had done a great study on that. And you folks, you can look up and get that information. But the thing I would recommend of all you folks listening out there, the American Institute of Theology course is what I cut my teeth on 25 years ago, because that was mostly put together by Bertrand Comparé, and it takes you book by book through the scripture. And when you get done with that, as I've said many times to people, I guarantee you'll know more than 99% of these phony pastors out here, or you can call me personally and I'll give you your money back. And I've never had anybody in 25 years call me to get their money back because it's well worth it. And Mike is the keeper of the American Institute of Theology course and all of the Wesley Swift and Bertrand Comparé material and other stuff. It's the only ministry that I support these days. I'm blessed to be a trustee on there and can help Mike any way that I can.
Well, we appreciate you. Why don't you give out some of your contact information? I know you've got a program on the internet. Why don't you tell the people about that?
Yeah, my if you folks would like to get on my list, my email address is twoseedlinemessage@yahoo.com. That's twoseedlinemessage, all one word, twoseedlinemessage@yahoo.com. I do one or two shows a week, depending on my partner, Andre, and his schedule and mine, if we can coordinate, generally on Tuesday and Thursday, and we do the show, and then I post it, and it gets posted on Talk Shoe Radio, and I've done about 60 or 70 of them, those shows, I think. Maybe 70-some by now. Let me see. Yeah, I've done 71 shows. 61, we call it the Scriptures and Historicity. And then the other 10 shows are everything about money that I've done. And I do those primarily because I have a big background in finance. I'm actually a real estate broker in 3 states for 40 years. Life and annuity insurance agent for 40 years. I've been a stockbroker, a commodity broker, registered investment advisor. So I have all the licenses for all of that stuff. I was in the gambling business here in Vegas for 8 years. Knew quite a lot of Jews, a lot of the mob guys, and I've studied Arab, like Lariba banking, which is no interest banking, and Hyundai and Halawa banking, which is other stuff that the Arabs do. I studied Japanese because I used to buy diamonds in Holland and sell them in Japan. I know about how the Chinese operate with money. So I've made quite a study of it over 40-some years, a little more than 40 years. So, you know, I've put it all out there for you. And like people say, oh, what's a good stock to buy? None. That's a good stock to buy because it's a gambling game. It's all a gambling game. The greatest investment that has ever been, 90% of everybody who made $1 million made it in real estate. Every other profession's in the other 10%. So which do you think is the best investment? And then where's the best place to keep your cash in a cash-valued life insurance policy that's properly structured so it becomes your own bank and you wind up you don't have to deal with banks anymore? But the stock market, I don't have it. I don't have $1 in there. Never will. I have no interest in it. Bonds is debt. So Yahweh says don't be in the debt or usury or any of that. I don't get into any bonds or anything because that's debt. There's only two things, folks. There's equity and debt. Equity is Yahweh's way. Debt is Satan's way. You choose what you want to do. So have no debt. Owe no man anything, as Yahweh says. But I would tell all of you folks, please tie it to Mike Hallamore. Even though I'm an ordained pastor, I don't accept tithes at all for the simple fact that I still do real estate and stuff and work with investors, so I don't take tithes at all. Please send them all to Mike Hallamore, Kingdom Identity Ministries. He does a great job. He does it full-time. I don't. I'm a part-time pastor, and as it were, because I do other things, but... I'm happy to teach people.
Well, I will say that 100% of any offerings that are sent to us go back into the work. It's not like these Judeo-Christians who pocket it. I never take a penny. We have a caller.
You mean you haven't bought yourself a private jet or a 100-foot yacht or something?
Not hardly. Your life and my life both have completely changed since Yahweh opened our eyes to this message. And I'll say that to anybody else out there, no matter what your background is, what your religious background or your patriot-type activity background, the identity message opens your eyes and puts it all together, and you can see clearly what's taking place in the world today. As I'm about
That's
to
correct.
Say, we have a caller from Rochester, New York. You're on the air.
Yes.
Hello, Rochester.
Can you hear me, Mike?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I fell asleep. I was waiting, listening to your program, but I fell asleep, and I just woke up, and I heard this person speaking about all this stuff, and gave out his email information, and I think I missed it. Can he give it out again?
Sure.
Go ahead, Bob.
Two seed line message. TWOSEEDLINE. MESSAGE, all one word, two seed line message at yahoo.com.
Yes, sir. And can I have your name, please?
Yeah, Pastor Bob Jones.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your call. If anybody else would like to place a call, you can dial 877-924-7722. That's toll free. And you can remember that by 877-YAHS-RACE. I see one from Ord, Nebraska. You're on the air.
Yes, because of your background in finance, can you tell us about cryptocurrencies, whether they are good or bad?
My opinion is bad. Yahweh says there's only two things that are money, gold and silver. There's a lot of other commodities out there that one could use as a medium of exchange, hard assets. You know, in prison, they exchange cigarettes and chocolate bars, paper money, fiat paper money backed by nothing. That's a currency that circulates through the economy, but it's not backed by anything and loses value every day. Not that it had any value to begin with. And the reason the Jew likes that so much that we are in that system is because now every time I give you cash and you give me a hard asset or a service, and you're exchanging something of good, I'm giving you something that's useless, and so in actuality it makes me a thief because I'm stealing from you, even though you accept the paper currency or the check or the credit card. Bitcoin and blockchain currency, as it circulates through the internet, as they say, that's a new thing. It's electronic money. Dan Pena, who's a Mexican Jew worth about $50 billion on his way to a trillion, he's on YouTube, but he made a statement in one of his things. He said, if you folks knew who was behind Bitcoin, you'd get rid of it tomorrow and be done with it. And he announced who it was, who had started Bitcoin, and it wasn't a little Japanese guy in Japan. It was Vladimir Putin himself of Russia. That's who got Bitcoin going, and it was designed so that the Western world, all of Europe, the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and so forth, that all of them would start getting involved in the Bitcoin, and then one day he'd pull the rug out from under you, and you'd have nothing there. Yahweh said gold and silver is money. End of story. He said that the true wealth in the world is the land, the gold, the silver, the crops, the cattle, oil. Of course, he meant olive oil back then, but even petroleum oil. It's a hard asset, a tangible asset. Your labor is worth something. Your time that you put in and your skill that you have with it. And then these other hard commodity assets, that's true wealth. And the reason he said the cows and the cattle and the crops is because they can replenish each other. Same thing with trees. There's a limited amount of gold and silver. There's a lot more under the ocean than there is under the land. And it is all over. But the bottom line is that what do I think of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency? I don't think anything of it. I don't have any, don't want any. And that's my opinion of it. It's not money.
But you have Federal Reserve notes, don't you?
Unfortunately, I have some Federal Reserve notes that I'm stuck in this system. But I keep very little cash because most of the cash, when it generates, as I turn around, I buy land for cash, or I buy gold and silver coin, or I buy guns and ammo. Kiyosaki made a great statement I like. He said, you need to invest in the four precious metals, gold, silver, guns, and ammo. And I like that.
So if they made the, we don't have a good currency then, so don't we, if we don't have a good currency, don't we have to use a bad currency?
Well, the problem, if you go down to Walmart, just to use them, and you say, hey, I'd like to buy all these groceries in the bag, how many gold or silver coins do you want? They won't even take them. So your gold and silver that really has value and is real money, because Yahweh said so, and he would know because he created it, they want that paper currency or a check or a plastic credit card. And I guess eventually they'll get into Bitcoin or whatever kind of a blockchain currency that comes around. But it still has no value. The fiat currency has no more value than monopoly money in a monopoly game. But the bottom line is people have been so brainwashed to take it, that's what they want. And a lot of people are getting to the point they won't even take cash. You know, you come into a bank and you try to put in $10,000 or more in cash, they'll call the IRS on you because they think you're a money launderer. But if you gave them a check for $20,000, they just put it in the bank and cash it. And so it's the currency. You know, it's all a brainwashing scam that our people have been into, and they need to come out of it. If people were merchants in their business and they refused to accept paper, a great guy, George Gordon, he passed away a few years ago, but he was a top pro se litigant in the country. And he taught, besides he had his organic farm, and he taught a law school of how to be a pro se litigant. If you wanted to do it, you had to, his 1 week course was one gold coin, 1 ounce gold coin. And if you wanted the 2 week course, it was 2 ounces of gold coin. But he would take silver, or he'd take something else in barter trade, like a car or a motorhome or boat or something like that, if you guys agreed on it. But he wouldn't take any paper money or any checks or credit cards or anything. He didn't accept that. But for him to buy groceries at the store, he had to go to the coin dealer, and he'd turn in some silver or gold to get the paper currency to give to a neighbor to go grocery shopping for him. So it depends on how far you want to take it and where you want to go with it.
Out, then, with the Federal Reserve notes are phased out, then we might have to use the Bitcoin. Is that right?
I don't know what they'll have. You know, if you have something to barter with, you know, cans of food, you know, you got a bunch of cans of beans or peas or whatever like that, you know, coming up, if things get really crazy, those will be things to barter with. Canned food, you know, boxes of ammo will be good things to barter with. Gold and silver, if people will take them, the only people that take gold and silver and will exchange and work with you are your coin shops and stuff that, you know, actually understand it and deal with it and so forth. But the majority of people, majority of businesses, they won't take it. And there's some great things that you can do with it. I've mentioned that before on some of my shows, you know, where somebody who, we're running out of time here. But,
yeah,
anyway,
I was just about to break in and say that we're just about out of time. We're going to have to end it here, but we'll have Bob back again. But we're just out of time for tonight, and I'd like to thank you, Bob, and thank our callers for being on the broadcast.
My pleasure, and may Yahweh bless all of you out there listening, and put 100% of your faith and trust in Yahweh only. Stock up on food, water, guns, and ammo. Yahweh bless.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.